Diesel's death knell dropped at a hearing of a special mayor's committee probing future funding of the bus company. ATA now has two buses operating on cleaner compressed natural gas, also called CNG. Last week, the agency governing board approved buying 23 more for delivery in 2014. KCATA General Manager Mark Huffer said he expects more if a grant is approved to add onto the fleets in suburban Kansas. Huffer said natural gas prices will rise slightly over the next 20 years, diesel much more. City Councilman Dick Davis, who used to manage ATA, traded numbers with Huffer.
The ATA uses 8,000 gallons a day, and so that's major cost.
About 3 million gallons of fuel a year on diesel, and our projection is at full conversion, we would save $2.5 million a year on diesel fuel.
It'll cost up to $6 million to upgrade garages to handle all CNG buses, and all will figure into a series of hearings between now and August to decide how to fund the bus system into the future. I'm Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.